Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
You know, not to turn this podcast into a Bible study today, but it's interesting when you look at the life of David. He spent years in isolation alone working with his sling.
Yep.
You know, practicing in isolation. And then an opportunity came with a bear. And he did his job that God had given him at that point, which was protect these sheep.
Yep.
And he did. He protected the bear. Protected against the lion.
That's right.
He did that. And
eventually led to Goliath.
It led to bigger things. And that's, you know, kind of a life lesson. I've had it myself. It's like, oh, I wish I was doing bigger things. Maybe I should crush the thing I'm doing better. Maybe I should get better and, like, you know, more air in the basketball, a little float to the top. And somebody that just seems to always be at the top because they've prepared in private and crushed that opportunity and went to the next thing and crushed the opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, where is there a big problem in life? We need this person there. And she wrote a book called Stealing Your Vote, which is the foremost thought for people as we sit here, you know, 220 some days away from the 2024 election. And probably one of the people that we admire, respect most in the space of media, law, and politics, Christina Bob.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I always love coming on your show, and I'm always eager to share with you.
We are really honored for you to be on the show today. Thanks for joining us.
We have a lot of fun. We got to do you in person before at live events and our deal there. And the conversations before and after are unbelievable. I want to get to some of the legal things that are going on and what's up for you next in your future. But, you know, there's an undeniable spiritual component to the news cycles today. When you see the things that are happening, you're like, well, that's clearly dark. You don't need a Bible verse for that. That shouldn't be happening. And it was real encouraging for us. We knew you somewhat, but when we're with you privately, we're sitting there and all of a sudden the alarm goes off on your phone. And it's like, oh, why is that? And you go, this is important. I'm a part of a prayer group every day with intercessors that are covering me in prayer as I continue in this fight.
Huge.
Like you have the military background, you got the legal mind. But you approach each day with a reverence for God's presence that is it's humbling to see.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm very well aware that the Lord has blessed me in my life, blessed me in my career, and I wouldn't be where I'm at without His hand guiding me. So I make no mistakes about where my success has come from. Try to hold tight to that.
Well, walk through that career arch real quick. And what was the conversation like when you were sitting down with your guidance counselor in high school and you're like, I would like to do some military, but some media, but then I'd like to be involved. Like walk through your positions. Cause you always seem to be in the middle of the eye of the hurricane. It's storming around you and you seem to always be right at the front of what's big.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I think it goes back to prayer. I always make myself willing, and much like you guys. I mean, look at what you've done with your podcast in a relatively short amount of time. And you're already interviewing the first family and going on some, you know, you've got some of the biggest names on your podcast. And there are podcasts that have been around for a decade that envy what you've put together. And I think it all goes back to making yourself willing to be used, right? Willing to be used by God and put yourself in that position. And so back to the question about the guidance counselor. It's funny you say that. You know, I get questions like, how, you know, I love your career. How do I copy it? I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know. I didn't mean to do any of this. And, I just find myself walking through the next open door. You know, I think I try to, you know, keep perspective on things and just say, okay, what's the next assignment that I should be tackling? And there's always another open door. And it's funny, you know, you use the David and Goliath analogy, which I think is true for you guys as well. But it's kind of funny because you tackle one thing and you're like, yes, I tackled it. And it's like, yes, your prize is you get a bigger giant.
Yes.
So it's true. That's true.
You couldn't do what you're doing in each phase without the last one, like the military background and the JAG officer, that world, but then going into media, totally different world, but learning how news cycles and questions are spun, and that could be a gotcha, and like holding every word, you know, accountable, like that prepared you then, you know, to move into, you were at the front gate when they came to storm Mar-a-Lago, you know, and as a Trump attorney. So like every phase, it's like, you know, dealing with the media and every component of that seems to serve you well at the next station.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I just, you know, I don't typically talk about necessarily my faith or how frequently I'm praying. But it does come down to that, because how many times are we in situations where it's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. You know, how do I navigate a certain situation, or what do I do? And, you know, it's funny, the more you pray, the more things become clear and open up, and just keep going forward.
Yeah.
Keep going forward.
And you can see tangible things in your life. When we started Flyover Conservatives, we were praying, but we didn't have intercessors that were covering us. And we were experiencing things as a family, as an organization. It was just very tough. You know, it was very hard to push through. And a lady told me, she goes, you all need intercessors. She goes, I'm not trying to scare you, but you need intercessors covering you. And we did that right away. Mm-hmm. We were obedient. We did it right away. And it was tangibly different. Our son Colton didn't even know at that point that we were being covered, but he came to us and he said, I this feels different. And I said, we have intercessors. He goes, I could tell, I could feel a difference. Yeah.
It is so true. I felt a difference after the first day. Like, you know, a team of people came behind me and said, you know, we want to support you. And I said, absolutely. You know, whether it's a couple minutes a day or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll make that time. And the very first day I was like, oh, I didn't even know I needed that, you know? It's very good.
It is. It's impossible to pray in for something not to happen.
Let's talk about your next position. You're not there yet, but they're aligning things, and obviously CNN, everybody else has already talked about it. So, you know, we might as well. There's a lot of shakeup at the RNC and moves. People seeing, you know, Laura Trump, and there's this, you know, everybody's watching's got their opinions and all this kind of stuff. And I think if nothing else, just from a shift in energy and branding and I guess people's willingness to give and knowing like, hey, who's in charge of what and all this stuff. I think this move has been really good. It seems like it's being handled more like a business. I don't know all the details, but, you know, I read Breitbart articles and it's like there's a lot of cleanup going on and you know, shifts being made and people maybe reapplying for positions and all that. And I think that's good. That's how most businesses are run. That's how most things are run. Mm-hmm. It's not, these aren't, you know, like changing family members or something. People have to, you know, perform and it needs to be done. And I think it's good for the people to see like, okay, they're working and everybody's got, it's a meritocracy there.
Yeah. So I'm thrilled to be joining the RNC. I am going through that transition right now. I have not fully onboarded, but I'm really excited to be doing it. And I have primarily worked, particularly as a reporter prior to joining the Trump team and Save America, primarily worked with grassroots organizations, and that did continue over into the legal work that I was doing. But I heard from a lot of people, you know, we're trying to get in touch with the RNC, we can't get in touch with them. And so I'm excited about this opportunity. You know, we'll see what it awaits. But I think there's a focus on the grassroots and making sure that the grassroots know that they're being heard and know that the RNC cares about what's going on at the local level and having an avenue for involvement. So I hope that, you know, prior concerns about involvement with the grassroots are alleviated. And I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a good change. And of course, I love Chris LaCivita and the team that's coming in. Big fan of the Trump people, if that's what the media has been calling them. But I think it's going to be really good. And I think the American people will hopefully see a difference in that.
I think people trust Donald Trump more than they do the GOP, you know, at this point, without a doubt. And it's just whether it's friends, my neighbors, you know, and you know, these kind of a landscaping crew yesterday here. And there were five guys working. They watch our podcast and they're like, tell me about this. Tell me about that. But they're like, you wouldn't think like, you know, five burly guys with beards in Missouri would be too concerned with the RNC, but in this time in history, they are, and they're encouraged. Yeah. And they made the comment, you know, I probably wouldn't have given to that, but now I would. Like, their mind shift is like, okay, there's a level of trust there because the Trump name's attached to it, and you know it's a performance-based organization that's focused on winning, not focused on, you know, cocktail parties or something. I'm not saying any of those things are true or weren't true or even going to be better, but that's the branding. You know, if you're a fan of an NFL team and you're frustrated with ownership and coaches or whatever, it's like, oh, I know this guy is going to shake things up and get things done and hold people to account.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, being an outsider, I never worked at the RNC before and never worked for a state GOP, although I've been in contact with them. You know, I have an outsider's perspective, and I think that is valuable to bring that in. So people hopefully, I hope that I'm bringing in a similar perspective to what the rest of America sees when they're looking at what's happening in politics. And I'm looking forward to that. I think it's a good thing. I hope it's a good thing, you know, but it remains to be seen. But I think it's going to work out really well.
I know two things. One, I wouldn't mess with you. I joke that I wouldn't want to take you on in hand-to-hand combat or game of chess. either one would be
maybe
a losing
like 20 years ago, but now.
but maybe give a couple of insights. You know, you got a book here, Stealing Your Vote.
And you were in the eye of the storm of Arizona. So we were watching you when all of
every
that was going
arena.
Down. You were in the eye of the storm. And so this is a big book coming out of this. And I think this is a major concern that people have right now is my vote going to count?
Yeah.
So talk about your book, Stealing
Again, ChristinaBob.com or anywhere you buy your books. There's two B's in Bob if you're only listening.
Yeah, thanks. So I was an investigative reporter at the time, working very much in Arizona and Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. I spent months and months on the ground in all of those states, interviewing elected officials, city clerks, county workers, volunteers, voters, anybody really that was willing to talk to me and tell me what they witnessed and what they saw. And I was doing it as a reporter, and I like to joke, I accidentally wrote a book. I just had so much information that I didn't have time to, you know, air it all, that I just started writing it down and accidentally wrote a book. So it's, I think, a pretty in-depth look at the on-the-ground operations and what was happening in, I think I cover, maybe 12 or 15 states in the book. And I mean, spoiler alert, the way it ends is that we need Americans involved. Yeah. The way we take back our elections is by American people getting involved. And it seems like a simple solution, but that really is the solution. If democracy, to be a democracy, we should be a self-governed nation, which means we have to govern ourselves, meaning the more people involved, the more people who are part of the process, the better representative our government will be of the people, because more people are involved. So, and it's not just voting, it's volunteering to work the elections. And particularly for 2024, it's working the elections, helping scrub voter rolls, canvassing. You know, there's a whole list of things that we as Americans need help getting involvement from the people. So that's the end game.
And it's true. It's important.
People are engaged and involved. Producer Colton's pulling up some clips from your Instagram here. But what kind of momentum is there in our country right now? The stats I've seen, President Trump is leading in every single swing state, and not by a slim margin. It's growing by the day.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the game at this point, if we can call it that, is securing the election, making sure that it's only American citizens, people who lawfully have the right to vote, are casting ballots, and that we're not having some of the problems that we all saw and were concerned about from 2020. Don't repeat that. Don't repeat the COVID fiasco. Don't repeat the mail-in ballot fiasco. Let's make sure everything is secured and in accordance with both federal and state law. And I think Donald Trump wins in a landslide. That's the
Amen.
Game.
But then what do you say to the people that are here like, well, you know, he had five rallies a day with 20,000 people a time, you know, last time, you know, these kind of things. I know there's been wins along the way, but they're not sexy and they're not celebrated, you know, when they're competing with Taylor Swift and they're competing with the border crisis, they're competing with a news cycle that every 30 minutes, there's something crazy. A lot of these little wins kind of get swept along the rug, but for sure, every precinct in America has a lot more eyes on it from both sides.
Yeah, that's so important. That's so, so important. And we saw, I think we saw from 2022 that eyes on is good, but it's not enough. We have to have people involved and part of the process. And I think Virginia's race in 2021 really highlighted that. The Republican, Governor Youngkin, won and became the governor in 2021. And I look at that as a really interesting election, because I think a big reason why he was successful and able to pull out that win was because it was the time of the election was very close to the Loudoun County School Board allowing transgenders in, you know, the transgender situation in high schools and high school bathrooms.
Huge.
And then the FBI issued that order saying that they were going to be targeting parents who are investigating parents who spoke out at school boards. Well, parents were livid with that. They were really, really upset. And it was shortly before the 2021 election. And you can go back and look at the reporting from left-leaning outlets like Washington Post and New York Times and, you know, some of the more the traditional outlets. And they all say there was an army of people who showed up, not just to vote, but to work the polls. Mm-hmm. And that made the difference.
That's encouraging for sure. Yep. So, okay. So, again, to get your book, people can go to ChristinaBobb.com, ChristinaBobb.com. And again, you know that our slogan here is wake up, speak up, and show up. So again, what is your recommendation as we are 220 some days from the election? What are things that people can do to speak up and show up to make a difference in the 2024 election?
Absolutely.
If you were the queen and everybody did what you said, what would you have them do?
Apply to work at your county. If you can actually be a worker, become an election worker at your county. Reach out to your state GOP, get involved there so that the GOP is going to have to certify anybody who wants to work the election. So you're going to have to go through them one way or another. Become an election worker, a volunteer, a poll watcher. If you don't want to work with, you know, any formalized group, you can go to several grassroots, find a grassroots organization in your area and just get plugged in some way. Find a cause that's important to you. Of course, elections is mine, but if you don't want to work elections, find a cause that matters to you and get involved.
I love it. Christina, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Hey, Flyover family, it is going to be a crazy year. Obviously, year of election 2024. Who knows what the future holds? But if we look back at the past, we look at what's happened, the year of elections, it's never good. So we're like, okay, what can we do as a family to prepare to take care of our family during this time?
And there's things that you can store up that are cheap and easy. You can get beans and rice and there's prep packs, but you need a protein in the mix to sustain yourself and sustain the people that depend on you to provide for them if the supply chain is broken for any length of time.
And we truly have searched everywhere to find the best source. And we have come across one, flyovermeat.com. Non-lab grown meat, non-mRNA jabs. It's all American beef. The shelf life is actually 10 plus years.
So high quality meat that you can take care of your family no matter what happens.
That is exactly right. So go to flyovermeat.com. Use promo code flyover. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bouillon from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.